here we are, Media Day, Coach, officially kind of getting the 25-26 season kickstarted. You've already had a lot of practice time, probably, you guys, when you first got here, stepped on campus, you got on the court and started playing. You guys ready for the season?
Yeah, feel really good. I have three returners coming from last year, Vladimir, Nate Coley, and Alir Alir. All those guys have been fantastic so far. And then we got a bunch of new guys. And so really excited about the roster. The guys have been really good. We've been doing some really hard things, early mornings, late nights. But the guys are doing really well, and we're ready for Jamboree season here in October.
As far as new faces, are we talking about new freshmen, transfer portal, or a little bit of combination?
Oh, everything. Yeah. Everything. We got guys from high schools, post-grads, D1 transfers. We've got guys that are from other countries, you know, coming in straight as a freshman. So very excited about those guys. They bring a little bit of a different game from all aspects. And so, but yeah, really excited about them.
That's kind of the name of the game in college basketball now. I mean, when it comes to recruiting and stuff like this, you got all these different areas you can go find players, can't you?
Absolutely. I mean, guys are all over the place. And so, especially with the transfer portal, and then obviously freshmen are left out nowadays a little bit. But no, I mean, we got some really, really solid transfers, really solid freshmen. I think on this roster, out of the 16 guys that we have, 12 of them are considered freshmen. Very exciting.
As far as your returning guys, talk about those guys. Coming back for a second straight year, they figure, I take it, in your plans a lot, don't they?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's super important to have continuity. And so going into this second year, being familiar with Region 9 and the league and college basketball, period, Nate Coley averaged 16 for us last year, was an all-region player. Very excited about him coming in. Vladimir started every game for us pretty much last year. Averaged 8 for us, shot 38%. He comes back 15 more pounds of muscle. Alir Alir was out for an injury last year, redshirted, and comes back. He's also gained 20 pounds. Very excited about him. And then, I mean, just a ton of new guys that are all very talented. I'll list a few of them. Jabril Dior from Paris, France, coming in and played at a very high league there in France. And so very excited about him. Mo Diaw, which was with North Platte last year, averaged 15-9 for them, and is coming in, and he's going to bring experience in the league, be very good, and just a ton of other guys, you know. So we're excited about a lot of them.
He's got some international kids on the roster this year again.
A ton of them. You know, we have a ton of guys, even if they were transfers, and I think that brings some experience from overseas a little bit, and then also they've played at a high level, even if they were a transfer. Kaya Mutabarrera from Tarleton State was one of the top players in Spain. He's come in 6'5", really good guard. Lucas Gudavicius was at Southern Miss and comes in. He's a 6'10 guard and has that experience. All older guys, and some of them are considered freshmen, you know. But I think now in college basketball, you have to have that age a little bit, so have some veterans.
I know, looking in the room over there, everybody getting pictures, you got size. You got some tall dudes in there right now.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we probably have, I would say, around 5 or 6 guys that are over 6'9". But they're really versatile, you know, especially like Lucas. A guy like Lucas can play like a guard. Mo can step out and shoot it. We have Rod Masamba that's going to be a true freshman. He's 6'9", can stretch the floor. And Sofiane Benogra from Paris, France. You know, those guys can all stretch the floor, play in the post. And so looking for some more versatility this year out of our big guys.
I think a competition right now, you're watching it, and when you get an official practice, what competition for playing time is going to be there, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and that's what we want. We want that environment for those guys. We want them to be competitive, but know at the end of the day who the real opponent is, and that's when we step on the floor October 31st.
As far as your coaching staff, I think there's one change in there, isn't there?
Well, we've got two, actually. Okay. So we've got Drake Henderson that's returning with us.
Yeah.
That was with me at National Park. We've added Taylor Carbonell. And Taylor was at Delphi University, which was a top 15 NCAA Division II program last year. So getting some there. But he was also with me and Drake at National Park College for a year. And so we have some chemistry there. And we've also added Bo Beaker. to the staff. And so Bo is going to help us out this year. He graduated from McCook last year, wanted to be a part of the program, and we love Bo to death. And so he's done a really good job as well.
Bo's a good cat, a good kid. We've known him forever, and he wants to be, this is what he wants to be, is kind of a basketball coach, huh?
Absolutely. When he helped us out last year as a manager, he said, hey, I want to go into coaching. I was like, perfect. You know, you'll be a perfect guy. He's a perfect fit, great with the guys. And so he's done really, really well.
As far as your schedule, you mentioned preseason jamborees. You've got some things coming up here in October, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually go next weekend to Norman, Oklahoma. Playing the jamboree there is our first one. The weekend after that, we go to Fort Worth, Texas, playing there. And then the week after that, we're going to Colorado Springs. On October 23rd, we will be hosting UNK men's basketball here at McCook. We're going to open the doors to the community to come out and watch us play. And I think that'll be really competitive games. You know, UNK is going to be loaded. They're very, very good. And so, and we know a couple guys over there. So, that'll be a fun deal. Also, on October 20th, this is going to be the first annual McCook Madness. We're going to have our men's basketball team come in, and we're just going to run some events, have a slam dunk competition. Hopefully, we're going to have some kids from here in the community come out, and maybe we can get some junior high basketball, peewee basketball games going on there. We just want the community to come out, and it's just going to be a really fun time. So,
as far as your regular season schedule, a lot of same Region 9 teams. And you're going to Idaho, I do believe, for some games too, aren't you?
Right. And so I feel like our non-conference is going to be up there with the best. You know, we're playing some really, really good teams. We are in Battle of the Boot, which is in Idaho, hosted by CSI. We've drawn Eastern Florida there the first game, and that's an in-season tournament. So it's not like a round-robin classic in-season tournament where a trophy's given at the end of it. That one's going to be very exciting. We're going to go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. We'll go down there to National Park and play over Thanksgiving, and we'll play two really good divisions. Division I junior colleges there, and a really fun one during December. We're going to Las Vegas for the Tarkanian Classic, which is the first annual junior college where we've drawn Snow and Salt Lake. We also are going to host Indian Hills at home this year. We're going to go on the road and play them. So very competitive games, you know, and we're really excited about it.
As far as the North Platts, the NJCs, Western Nebraska's, all those schools, It's probably kind of tough to find out what they're all about because they're recruiting new players. Players come and go, so it's kind of tough, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, it's going to be turnover, I think, all across the league. You know, Trinidad State had a really good run in the national tournament, represented Region 9 really well last year. I feel like they've probably turned over their roster as well. So, I mean, everybody in our league, NJC, Otero, Trinidad, Lamar, North Platte, us, I mean, everybody I feel like has turned over their roster. So it should be a brand new league, and from what I hear from some four-year coaches, it's going to be very competitive. So
we invite folks, once again, with those home games here at McCook Community College, you better get out and watch these games, huh?
Absolutely. You know, and we've done a good – I think we've done a good job in our non-conference. Last year, we had like three home games in the first semester. This year, I think we have 7 to 8, and then that's not even counting conference play in the second half. So we've done a – we've tried to do a good job of having more home games so community come out and watch. And so we would love them to come out and see us.
You bet. And, of course, the goal, once again, postseason, that's the goal. From last year to this year, I know last year was a tough – you know, first year and everything, injuries were part. That's one thing you want to stay away. We got to keep guys on the floor.
Absolutely. You know, I think some uncontrollable things happened last year, you know, that we couldn't help, you know, and so that's just part of it, and that's part of the year. And so right now we're focused on being healthy and going to this jamboree season and starting the year and finishing really strong. So
that's why you have a lot of bodies on the roster in case stuff like that happens, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do have more guys this year. So
awesome. Hey, before I let you go, I was talking to Ryan Purdy. You guys got a job fair on that same tie, right? And you're in charge of that, right? For a news little thing,
right?
Can you tell me about the job fair? I know there's a couple of them, but McCook Community College has one, don't they?
Right. Yeah, we've already had our fall fair, but I've started this one just kind of to go with our McCook Madness, just because we're going to try to get every student here that is on campus here at McCook in the gym that night. Mm-hmm. And we want the same thing from communities. We would love the little kids to come out and watch us. We're going to involve them in all the events. We'll have games for them, but also to the businesses. You know, we'd love them to come out and see our teams, but as well, you're going to get to see students. You know, you're going to be able to show off your business and promote your business to these students here at McCook.
So I think that'll be a case where all around the Graff Event Center, you set people up, and that's a chance for them, people to walk them by and talk to them about what their business is all about?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it'll give them a good chance, like I said, to promote their business or to be looking for workers, part-time workers here at the college. Students need jobs, and so it'd be a really good opportunity for businesses, especially locally here in McCook or the surrounding areas, to come out and promote.
Mm-hmm. All right.